www.ncbc.org.
It is coming up in 3, 2. Coming your way from the banks of the Bayou Teche, downtown New Iberia. We're about less than 20 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. It's 2020. Now we take you to the Gulf of Mexico in South Texas. For the Boogie Kings, it's 1965 at the Bamboo Hut. And up at the lead mic to entertain the crowd, it's Jerry the Count Jackson, Jerry LaCroix, and the Boogie Kings.
We'd like to put this next record on the album, if we might. One that we've had so many requests for in our live performances. One by Mr. Gene Chandler. You know it.
You know, I just want to reach out. I
just wanna reach out, baby. I just got to, I just got to, I got to reach out and I wanna reach out and you know I wanna reach out and so baby. Yeah. And I just want to ask you one thing, baby. I just want to ask you one thing, baby. I just want to ask you one thing, baby. I want you stop this rainbow in my
The Dirty Rice Show on 88.7 FM, KRVS, with Gigi Shin and the Boogie Kings. Just like a monkey, yeah, you do. You know how just all of a sudden, it's here today, gone tomorrow? Funny how time slips away.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. Well, how am I doing? Girl, you really want to know? Oh, I guess I'm doing fine. Well, it's been so long now. But it seemed like, oh, it was only yesterday. And gee, ain't it funny? It's so funny how time can just slip right on away. I want to ask you a question. I said, all right. How's your new love? Oh, girl, I wonder, can you truthfully say that he's doing fine? Oh, because you know I heard something the other day. Well, I'd heard you told him that you were gonna love him until the end of time. Well, now that's the same thing that you told me, and it seems just like the other day. And gee, ain't it funny? It's so funny how time can just slip right on away. Oh, gee, I hate to leave you, baby, but I gotta go now. Oh, Lord, I guess I'll see you somewhere around. But now here's one thing you just can't tell. You don't know when, though. You never can tell when Gigi Shenders might come back in town. Yeah, but here's what I want you to do for me. Oh, please remember now what I've told you, that in time you're gonna pay. And gee, ain't it funny? It's so funny how time.
Is that cool or what? Gigi Shin. The Dirty Rice Show. Hey, Joe, a little envious. Joe knows how to live. Eddie Raven on Dirty Rice.
Blue Monday morning at the factory again. Almost time to clock in. Boys are all betting that Joe wouldn't show. They had seen him over the weekend. He had four new ties. That old Cadillac, Betty the waitress, and some clothes in the back. Dashboard for the road maps of Mexico. Joe knows how to live. He says women were made to love. Money is made to spend. Life is something, but you will never. By now they'll be down at the ocean. He and Betty stretched out somewhere. The only blue in his life is the blue moonlight bouncing off Betty's blonde hair.
I guess when you have to deal with the devil like that. Eddie Raven, probably so. The Dirty Rice Show. We're dealing with the devil.
Don't ask me where she came from. All I know is that she gave me back my pride. She reached a hand to save a man who'd slid about as far as he could slide. She probably came from heaven. Who else could have sent her but the Lord? I'm not dancing with those demons. I ain't dealing with that devil anymore. You're too sweet, my weary lady. Heaven knows you've done your chore. Dancing with those demons. I ain't dealing with that devil anymore. I live for the whiskey and the good time and ladies of the night. Till the whiskey took control and left me waltzing with witches in my mind. Imaginary bottles fill my empty pockets lying on the floor. I'm not dancing with those demons. I ain't dealing with that devil anymore. You're too sweet, my weary lady. Heaven knows you've done your chore. You were sent, yeah, just to save me. I'm not dancing with those demons. I ain't dealing with that devil anymore.
Pull over real quick.
Hey, Mr. Bartender. Please don't be so slow. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, you know I'll be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go.
Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review. Well, I have a question for you. Is it true how you met my boy? Yeah, he's a good boy. And I'm sure you know that, right, Gal? Tell her. Anybody want to hear about Gumbo John? Tony Joe White, the late Tony Joe White. Gumbo John.
gator named Clyde out back in a little stream. He said, boys, he's a friend of mine, but he's still real mean. He said, you know, I used to play the guitar myself. He held up his hand, just had two fingers left. It was feeding time one evening, he'd had a few beers. Guess he got just a little too close, caught one chomp, and old Clyde, he ended his musical career. But he could still rap back and sing that jolly blonde out on the back porch, Gumbo John. You just kick back and let the evening come. Out on the back porch, Gumbo John's. Gumbo John's.
Big gumbo of music on the radio and on the line. 88.7 FM KRVS.org. Dirty Rice. More Tony Joe White, Ain't Going Down This Time. Dirty Rice. Jerry Reed, you ready for Amos Moses?
Yes.
Come on in.
Here comes Amos. Now, Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knocked him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now, everybody blamed his old man for making him as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippido, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bait and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Yeah.
Now all the folks around South Louisiana said Amos was a hell of a man. He could trap the biggest, the meanest alligator and just use one hand. That's all he got left, called alligator bitty. Louisiana Sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana, lived a cat called Doc Mills, south, and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down, I'm Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux.
Thibodaux. And then there was Boudreaux. And then there was Fun. Taking a run in the deep night, making our way into the deep night. Listen to the sounds. With Creedence Clearwater. Dirty rice made with dirty water. Run through the jungle. Out here, Lou. So did you fly or? Bruce Barnes is Sun Pie. And Lou. Lou. Lou Guru. Sun Pie, Louisiana Sunspots, do Marie Laveau, Deep, Deep in the Bayou. That is from a 2012 Sun Pie and the Louisiana Sunspots CD called Island Man. And South Louisiana is sometimes considered like a part of the Mediterranean more than North America. And that fascination with Marie Laveau. As we go back and kind of do a little trad style with the take on Marie Laveau from Oscar Papa Celestin, 1954, made in New Orleans.
Come to her from miles and miles around. She'd show them how to put that voodoo down. To the voodoo lady, they would go, rich, educated, ignorant, and poor. She'd snap her fingers and shake her head, then tell them about their lovers, living or dead. An old lady named Widda Brown, she asked why her lover stopped coming around. The voodoo gazed at her and squalled, "I seen him kissing a young girl way up in Shakespeare's park." She lost her speech. Tears start rolling down her cheeks. She says, "Hush, my darling, don't you cry. I'll make him come back by and by. Now sprinkle the snake dust all over your floor. He'll come back Friday morning when the rooster crows." Oh, Marie Laveau.
Hey, Marie Laveau.
Hey, Marie Laveau.
Yes, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau. Who do we way down yonder in New Orleans? Now, Marie Laveau, help them in her hand. Her promised land. Quality folks come from far and near. This wonder woman, far to hear. They were afraid to be seen at her gate and would creep through the dark to hear their fate. Pulling dark veil over their head, they would tremble to hear what Marie Laveau would say. Oh, Marie Laveau.
Hey, Marie Laveau.
Hey, Marie Laveau.
Hey, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau. Voodoo queen. Way down yonder in New Orleans. Now she made gris-gris. with an old ram horn, stuffed with feathers and shucked from a comb. A big black cattle and a catfish fin made a man get religion and give up his sin. Oh, Marie Laveau. Rich on voodoo in New Orleans. Sad news got up one morning at the dawn of day. Marie Laveau had passed away in St. Louis Cemetery. She lays in a tomb. She was buried at night on the waste.
R.I.P. to each and every one of us, and hopefully your dreams don't need too much deep analysis. Well, I bet you there's somebody out there that could really study dreams. Ah, perchance to dream?
Funkify your life. Rare grooves with roots in New Orleans and the greater Gulf Coast region. Thursdays at 1 p.m. and Friday nights at 9 here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, and at krvs.org.
This is listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Like us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.